Bill in Texas has a leak in the foyer. What's going on? Tell us about the problem.
Oh, my slab was poured in 1980. And in the foyer, we, at the same time they poured the slab, they poured a sunken flower holder. And water seeps up through it, through the bottom.
Okay.
Now, it's coming in where they put the two-bys around.
Mm-hmm.
Edgeways to put the form to.
Yeah, they formed it. Okay. Yeah. When you have an excessive amount of water and it collects on the outside of this area, what happens is it's going to puddle. It's going to saturate into the concrete. Concrete's very hydroscopic. It means it soaks the water up like crazy. And so it's drawing into the concrete and ponding inside your house and your foyer area. So what you need to do is look at the drainage situations outside this area. You want to make sure you got a gutter collecting water that comes off the roof. You also want to make sure that the soil around the house has a clear path to drain away. So in other words, it can't be boxed in by bushes or brick edging or railroad ties or landscaped beds or anything like that. You want it to slope clear, clean away from the wall. The way you're going to stop this is not by putting stuff on the concrete to try to seal it like a boat. The way you're going to stop this is by stopping the water from getting there in the first place. So this is a water management problem that you need to solve.
All righty. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.